In the beginning, there was only chaos, the abyss. But then Gaia, the Earth, came into being. Her broad bosom, the ever-firm foundation of all. And Tartaros, dim in the underground depths. And Eros, loveliest of all the immortals, who makes their bodies go limp, mastering their minds and subduing their wills. From the abyss were born Erebos and Dark Night, and Night, pregnant after sweet intercourse with Erebos, gave birth to Aether and Day. And Night bore hateful doom and black fate and death and sleep and the brood of dreams, and sleeping with no one, the ebony goddess Night gave birth to blame and agonizing grief, and to the Hesperides who guard the golden apples and the fruit-bearing trees beyond glorious ocean. And she generated the destinies and the merciless avenging fates, Clotho, Lachesis, and Atropos, who gave mortals at birth good and evil to have, and prosecute transgressions of mortals and gods. These goddesses never let up their dread anger until the sinner has paid a severe penalty. And deadly Night bore Nemesis too, more misery for mortals. And after her, deception and friendship and ruinous old age and hard-hearted Eris. And hateful Eris bore agonizing toil, forgetfulness, famine, and tearful pains, battles and fights, murders and manslaughters, quarrels, lying words and words disputatious, lawlessness and recklessness, who share one nature, and oath, who most troubles men upon earth when anyone willfully swears a false oath.